Usually around this time on Wednesdays, I share some thoughts in my Can I Just Tell You essay. Today, though, I'm handing the mic over to another member of the Tell Me More team, producer Amy Ta. When she's not part of my team putting on a great radio broadcast, she is part of another, a bike racing team. She's an avid cyclist. She'd been biking to work for years, but recently took up racing. But last month, she suffered a serious crash near the end of a 70-mile ride. She suffered a broken jaw and cheekbone and experienced bleeding in her brain. I know I speak for all of us when I tell you the extent of her injuries was frightening, but she is on the mend, and as she recovers, Amy wanted to share what she's learned from the accident, and we are so glad she can now move her jaw enough to tell you herself. Here's her essay.
What got me into that mess? My ego. I had just won a road race the past weekend. It was a very technical course with hairpin turns. After the victory, I wasn't afraid of anything. Sure, you can say I was stupid, reckless. I won't argue with that. But can I just tell you? I didn't believe in limits. My mind always said to keep going and just ignore the pain and fatigue. Suffer now to be stronger later. My body always obeyed. But finally, that one day came when it would not. My brain needed to listen to my body. Stop when the body says stop. That was lesson number one. Lesson number two, I'm actually pretty lucky. The crash could have been way worse. I didn't break my legs, or neck, or spine. I still have my vision, even though my left eye wouldn't open for days afterward. And yes, it was annoying that I couldn't chew food or see my mangled face in the mirror without wanting to cry. It was tough and long, and being trapped inside got me really frustrated. But those were just details. The big picture, I survived. Final lesson, and the most important one, family is everything. Yes, blood family, but I'm also talking about my DC cycling community, NPR colleagues, friends near and far. They all came rushing to offer help, visiting me in the hospital and at home, bringing me food, clothes, and of course the one thing a journalist appreciates, a good story. I got lots of surprises in the mail, even from people I never met in person. Also text messages asking how I was doing and reminders to stay positive. During the lowest point of my recovery, one stood out. Recovery is more difficult than any race, but patience always wins. That kind of love made all the difference. So as for the friends who helped me get through this, I want to tell them, I'd say all your names if I could. There's just no airtime for that. You know who you are. And I want you to know, I'm grateful, and I'm sorry for all the panic and worry that I caused. But I'll make it all up by winning another race for you.
Amy Ta is a Tell Me More producer. We're very happy she's recovering and sending good wishes her way.